That work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that work crosses. Killing in the name of. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. And now you do what they told you. 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 Justify wearing a badge and your chosen white. You justify those that died, but wearing a badge and your chosen white. Those who died are justified, but wearing a badge and your chosen white. Come on, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a razor to the knife, not only in the light. And yes, of course, another thing that I collect obsessively are mashups. And two of the finest mashups I've heard in quite a while, Brick Shout, a mashup of Motley Crue's Shout with the Commodores' Brick House. Another mashup. This is an older one I played before. And, of course, another Pussycat Fight. In the Mood for Some Killing, Rage Against the Machine, mashed up with the Glenn Miller Thing and his orchestra. Neat little reissue from actually 2020, a band called the Hot Rats. And they just did this album called Turn-Ons. And it's like it's really a great, it's like all their cover songs. And that's them doing I Can't Stand It by the Velvet Underground, doing a nice version of that. This past year too, Record Store Day released some dub remixes of the Specials. And I got a hold of that. And that was Clangster's dub of Gangsters. So yeah, wonderful Specials too. And a band that I have played before that I've always really admired how fast their percussion section was. I don't know how they played so fast. And this was, I think, even live. A band called the Wooden Tops. They just came out around the mid-80s. We had a couple blazing records and then just disappeared. And that was their song, Well, Well, Well. Another song. You know, I bought this on cassette probably in 86 when it came out. And Well, Well, Well was the first track that comes out. So it's another thing. You pop that cassette in and it hits you. I mean, I still get that now, okay? Every now and then there'll be like a new band that'll do that. But it just never stops. I like that it never stops. I'm not going to say, you know, the feeling of hearing new music and excitement. I try and instill that on you guys. I really, you know, this is a very interactive radio show. That's why it's called Zombo in Your Brain. Getting in your brain, trying to get people to listen to different music, hear things differently, hear a genre of music they would never hear before, and try and appreciate how it sounds. Or a band that, you know, I've had some people tell me that I've turned them onto their favorite band. It's a great, great feeling for someone to go, you know what? Yeah, you played this thing by the Monochrome Set, and now the Monochrome Set's my favorite band. Or The Fall. I just got into The Fall. Now they're my favorite band. Or you played that. So it's really wonderful to actually try it. And it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing to think that I can it's not even education. It's kind of enrich your life. That's the word I'm looking for. Enrich your life musically. And it's been a passion of mine. And I don't know why. I really don't know why. It stems back from when I was a little kid and I would play records for my friends. I told this story a long time ago. And it's a fun little story that I tell every now and then. But how I got to be a DJ, how I wanted to be a DJ, is that I liked this song in the 70s called Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins. And it was just this fun, goofy little 45, and I thought it was fun, and I wanted everybody to hear it. Or you know, so I call up the local radio station, and I call up, and the guy's giving me some runaround, and I'm asking, can you play Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins? And he's like, nah, nah, nah. And he's just very dismissive. And it really, as a kid, that really made me go, how can I just bypass this thing and actually get people to hear this song? So that was like, why don't I become a DJ? Maybe someday I'll be on the radio and I can play this. And I'm not going to play Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins. I still like the song and I have played it once, but it was one of these things just getting so being a rude DJ, you know, made me, when I was a kid, just made me think one of these days I'm going to do this. And one of these days I'm going to do it. Damn it. So yeah, so that's kind of why. DJs do this, especially the community DJs here, do this for all different reasons. Most of it, number one, it's because they love the music. That's the first thing that we all share. We all love different stuff. A lot of them like to entertain. A lot of them like to educate. A lot of them like to irritate. I like a combination of irritation, attainment. I do all of that at one time. And just because the radio is just a desert of crud, The radio, every radio, just a desert of crud. Even if you go on the satellite radio, it's people in an office. People in an office saying, you know what? Oh, look at these demographics here. Or look at this. We need to play this. It's all marketing. And that's why stations like WRCT, PTS, and FMU, why those are essential radio stations. You could say, well, there's a lot on the internet, but a lot of people still like, you know, click on the radio. You know, it's hard to find stuff on the internet. You know, I mean, radio shows and stuff, I guess. You can find, I want rockabilly shows and type in iPods for, but to find a free form radio show that's going to, you know, try and twist your brain a little bit. Good luck finding that, buddy. Well, you got it right here. All right. Whew, let me get back up a bit. I feel like I'm back in the studio again, which I will be in a couple months. This is another little transition I went into. There was a magazine called Unsound in the 80s. And for a while, believe it or not, I listened to nothing but industrial noise music. I went through this amazing, like, obsessive thing with different kinds of music. So for a while, I listened to, like, Solid, like, Test Department, and Einstein to the Neubauten, and Merzbau. Just solid walls of noise. But every now and then, like, something like this, what I played, His Sign by Theme Park, still does it for me because there's a musical component to that I still think is fascinating. Before that, the new Nick Waterhouse. This guy really makes music in a very interesting way. It makes it sound really like vintage without like being pretentious and formulaic. That's one thing I really like about Nick Waterhouse. It's not formulaic. And that's from his new album, Promenade Blue. And the song was Place Names. Before that, we heard another guy. From his new record, one of the best records of the year, Reverend Peyton's big damn band, Dance Songs for Hard Times. And this guy's voice and this guy's band, it's just wonderfully borderline inhumanly good. We heard Till We Die and It's a Crime to Be Poor, Reverend Peyton's big damn band from their new album. Before that, real influential artist for me growing up was Kevin Ayers. You know that if you've heard this. I managed to get his Songs for Insane Time anthology, which goes from 1969 to 1980, but he actually put out an album in the 2000s before he died, which was called Unfair Ground, which was a brilliant last record. But this is Gemini Child, or Gemini. He says Gemini. Gemini Child. I thought it was Gemini, but he's British, so he probably mispronounces everything wrong. So that was Kevin Ayers, Gemini Child. And love me some Kevin Ayers, man. Growing up, not having a lot of friends, a lot of these musical artists were almost like friends growing up, if that makes any sense at all. You know, pretty antisocial kid, pretty antisocial adult. But as a kid, I just really got into music. I gotta play music. I gotta play more music. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. All right, new album, Dry Cleaning. Love this band. Their album, Bills, Aches, and Blues. And that's a song was called Oblivion. And that was from a compilation of 4AD. Love that band, their new band. And Lulu and Lover started things off with Chalk Ice from the Gonks Go Beat re-release. Here's another band that I think should be incredibly, they are so damn good, the OCs. And I want to play their latest record called Levitation Sessions Volume 2. And it's a great tune called Enemy Deconstruct. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. I'm almost out of time. Jesus. I rambled for like how long? Too long. Well, not as long as when I'm in the studio. When I'm in the studio, I get all double twisted up. And a couple months more, probably this spring, I'll be back in the studio yelling at you, like instead of yelling at this computer and waiting a week, and then hopefully it doesn't ferment, and it sounds good and nice and fresh on the radio. All right, you can listen to rebroadcast WBCQ, and you can get downloads of all these shows on zomboco.com. You can go there, click on the SoundCloud link. It has every show from this year. I re-upped it all, and it's all downloadable for free. So if you need some more Zombo, you can get about 1,000 hours. Yeesh. So what I am doing this next 2 weeks up until the end of the year is playing a collection of all of the great music that I found this year. And this is the second part, more great music that was either released this year or I stumbled on this year. Here are the OCs with Enemy, Deconstruct, and I Need to Take a Breath.
Everybody's running for love. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at www.alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information. Did you know about 80% of the people infected will not need any medical attention and will get better on their own? For more information on that and on how you can protect yourself and on preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others, go to www.alleghenycounty.us. Also, if you're a business or organization that can offer donations of N95 masks, gloves, and gowns, email COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Again, that email is COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information, such as how you can protect yourself, what are some preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others. To find the answers to these and more, go to www.alleghenycounty.us.
There you go with that. I'll tell you, the first thing I'm going to do when I'm back in the studio is not play them damn coronavirus PSAs. But, you know, I'm going to play them and play them and play them and play them until it gets into everybody's brain. And then we kind of can not have it around as much. All right. Well, once again, I got to tell you about what we played. A band that I just think is, wow, that's all we play is two songs by the OCs. That's good enough for me. If you see what these guys look like live, how they play, most of the stuff they do is live. This band is that good. You can check them out on YouTube. The way it's written, they change it. That's like mark the wrong marketing things. They're either the OCs, which is O.C, or this time they're the OCs, which is O-S-E-E-S, or they're the OCs, which is O-S-E-A-S. They always spell their name differently. I don't know, make sure that they're not too popular. I don't know, but they are phenomenal. From their latest release, Levitation Sessions Volume 2, the OCs with Destroyed Fortress Reappears, and started off with Enemy Deconstruct. I love the song Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. She's got such a pretty voice, such a talented songwriter, and overall super hot chick. And here is White Flag from a new release called Freedom of Choice, which is yesterday's new wave done by today's stars. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in Your Brain, playing the greatest music finds that I had for 2021, part two. Next week, believe it or not, we're going to follow it up with part three. Here's Wuthering Heights, White Flag, in your brain.
Don't you leave me now. Yeah.
sugar white man. Motorcycle, go, go, go. Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Coming to a town tonight. Crazy baby outside. Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Suzuki, Honda, Yamaha. Kawasaki, Movistar. Woo! I'm a crazy, I'm a ghoul. Practice voodoo in the woo. Race together with the one now. You can be my lucky child. Woo! Psycho, go, go, go!
We'll be right back. a lively rap dance of bohemian origin is enjoyed in all countries of the earth with music. Its cadence is snappy compared with margarine. At times quite strenuous, but medically none too sick. In a large, overcrowded country dance hall, they rock, full dance, prance in mutual rhythm. He to his gal partner, do you have a woolen shawl? She yes, that's an item that has no material chism. Isolated near Atlantic Ocean beach house, after enjoying a really delicious, nourishing lunch, while dancing in tune to orchestra, he to her, have you a louse? She, yes, but it has no destructive body punch. As I swayed and danced and pranced to rhythm, he to her, did you ever attend the school? She, yes, primary grade, grammar high, with no schism, but one back, quote, teacher, all obey the golden rule.
Bye. concentration.
I believe this concludes my day. For the record,
I have only had two conversations with you.
I believe this concludes my day. Stop us.
I've come undone.
for the FBI.
Super sweet version of Cliff Noble's The Horse by none other than Booker T and the MGs from a nice re-release album called, the Booker T Set. So that album originally came out in 1969. Nice re-release. My Baby Loves the Secret Agent. The Detroit Cobras. Don't know where I got that from, but I got it the second part of the year. Okay. How He Wrote Elastica Man by Elastica. And that's from a compilation. Also, this is crazy. The new Paul Weller record. That song called, it didn't even sound like Paul Weller, it was Cosmic Fringes. It was that electronic thing. The whole album is just a mixed bag. But that lead-off track is such a wonderful, great piece of music. Then there's this reissue that I got. It's a Rarities bootleg of The Fall. And just when you think you have everything by the fall, you don't have everything by the fall. This song was called Portugal, and it's from an album called The King of Moscow Road. And it was a rarities bootleg, and that's actually a pretty darn song, a pretty good song. I just can't believe it's just a bootleg. I was talking to a friend about Ernest Noyes Brookings, a guy that lived in the nursing home in their 80s. And they had a thing where they were trying to get people to do arts and crafts in their nursing home. This guy starts writing all this really amazing poetry. The guy that was in charge of the nursing home entertainment actually starts getting this guy's lyrics out to all these bands. Well, Brave Combo got it, and they did the song Polka. You can get a whole album of Ernest Noyes Brookings. Once again, the OCs, but this time it's the OHSEES with a song that is one of my favorite new tunes called Block of Ice. Before that, the new Spectres album with the song The Spectre, Motorcycle A Go Go. The Fezman from their album Four Slices of Primo Cheese. I'm sure that's an old record re-release. Black Condor, a new record. And that was from Gringos and Grimmies. Dos Gringos and Grimmies. Black Condor, neat little surf tune. Rocket Ship. I don't know where this came from, but it's a John Spencer Blues Explosion EP I did not have from 97 Rocket Ship. We started with Wuthering Heights by White Flag. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, recapping all the great music I found all year long. I'm not even going to tell you what this last piece is. You're going to figure it out for yourself. It's going to give you those wonderful kind of like memories and nightmares at the same time. And I remain in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mr. Yuck is me. Mr. Yuck is green. Home is full of lots of things that children shouldn't touch. Home is full of bad things that can hurt you very much. Now there's a man whose face is green that you ought to get to know. He'll warn you when danger's coming fast or slow. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things mark yuck make you sick. Sick, sick, sick. Sick, sick, sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. In a closet, on a shelf, or underneath the sink. Do not touch a single thing before you stop and think. If you see a round green face scowling back at you, do not eat or drink or smell, 'cause Mr. Yuck is warning you. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things mark yuck make you sick. Sick, sick, sick. Sick, sick, sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, and guess what? You stumbled upon a little radio show called the Viva La Mock, and I am the Mockster. My name is Paul. I am your host for this program, but you also had stumbled upon the time each and every week where we do a thing called the Mock. We take a word, artist, performer. We take some sort of theme. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, we take some sort of theme. I can't even say it. Some sort of theme. There it is. And we mock it. We play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs that somehow are related to this theme. Before I get into what the theme is, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined June supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484. Now let's turn our attention to what this mock is. And you're like, I don't know, I've been waiting, dude. What is it? Well, guess what? Recently, you might have heard on my program, I did a mock of Nirvana's Nevermind. And in the years past, like decades ago, I did a Nirvana mock. Have not done a Foo Fighters mock. They're being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with this current class. So I thought to myself, why not put Dave Grohl and company under the mock light if I can? And indeed I can. And I'm going to, with a little over a half dozen songs. Yeah, Foo Fighter covers. Started off everything with something from Sahara Hot Nights doing their version of Big Me. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. It's a Foo Fighters mock right here on WRCT.